Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banning here, and I'm back. Oh, this is like podcast number 657. Amazing. If you want to see all my podcasts, there's only about a third of them here on YouTube. Go to calbanion.com, click on the free hypnosis training button, and you get all of them. And there's everything from how to do hypnosis, how to set up a hypnosis business. And they're done most of them with wonderful co-hosts that I think you're going to like a lot. All right. I'm back with my happy clipboard here. And today I'm going to cover what it really takes to become a successful hypnotist or hypnotherapist. It's about time, isn't it? All right. First, I want to tell you that it's normal to be nervous. I don't care if you went through the best training in the world, if you had 100 hours, 200 hours, 300 hours, 400, 500 hours of training, it's normal to be nervous when you get started. Why? Because you want to do a good job. That nervousness is there to motivate you to do the sometimes difficult things you need to do to prepare, to study, to train, to do all the things you need to do so that you can provide value to your clients because clients need us. They've tried everything else. It's essential that we be really good at what we do. So, if you're feeling nervous, I'm proud of you. Now, there is one thing I want to talk to you about, though. One reason you might be nervous is because of everything I just said. And the other is, after you got your certification, you felt lacking. You're wondering, was my trainer any good? Was my school any good? Well, I have a very easy way for you to test that. Did the majority of your classmates start a successful hypnosis office right after they graduate? Did any of them create a successful hypnosis office right after they graduated? If not, it's probably not your fault. Imagine if people are spending all that money and all that time to get training, and none or almost none of them actually go into practice helping people with hypnosis. It's not your fault. Some of your training or all of your training might just have been inadequate. So I say this over and over again. The problem with most schools and organizations is they train you to be a jack of all trades, master of none. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, like they're doing Psych 101. Nobody graduates from a Psychology 101 class able to see clients. Yet most trainers take that kind of attitude, spend way too much stuff, too much time, excuse me, on stuff that's just not going to help you to help clients. For example, guess what? The history of hypnosis is awesome. It's very interesting. But spending more than about 5 minutes in a certification course is a waste of your time. There's nothing in there that can help you to see a client tomorrow. So you like, they should assign you a book. Hey, go read a book or go watch a video on the history of hypnosis, but don't waste more than 5 minutes of class time on it. You see, you don't need to be a master or even a jack of all trades of things like that. Another example of what too many hypnosis schools and trainers waste time on is things like Ericksonian, NLP, persuasion, EFT, kinesiology, even handwriting analysis, and other things that are not going to help you to be a really good hypnotist in the time they give you. You are not going to be a great Ericksonian hypnotist in 100 to 2 hours worth of training. In fact, most hypnotists that consider themselves Ericksonian hypnotists are not very good. What we offer and suggest is that you take a structured approach, learn how to hypnotize, deepen, depth test, and then to use some powerful techniques that are universal so that you can be successful right after class, helping clients when everyone else has failed. I want you to remember, excellent hypnosis training, unless it's a 6-year, 4-year degree program in college where they have time for all that stuff, should be everything you need and nothing you don't. No NLP, no Ericksonian, no EFT, none of that stuff. because it's just going to water down what you need to do. I've had so many people come into my class and say, oh, you know, I hate to say anything bad about my teacher that I had before I came to you. He or she was so nice, and I really liked him or her, or they were polite, or they were professional, or whatever. And the problem was their training was inadequate. Okay, you know, there's a lot of really nice people out there doing inadequate training. So stand up, dust yourself off, and get ready to really dig in and learn what you need to learn to help people. Gosh, there's a whole world of people out there that have failed at other hypnotists or even the other helping professions like counseling and psychology and all that stuff that are counting on you to be really good and really effective. Okay, so here's the insider secret. Some hypnosis schools and some hypnosis, and I'm not naming any names, even organizations, it's almost as if they wanted you to fail. That's right. They'll advertise a hypnosis certification class, fill it up with all that fluff, and even tantalize you with a little bit of Ericksonian or NLP. Not nearly enough for you to even be even partially good at it, but actually, so that after you fail with the certification you've got, they can say, oh, well, what you actually need is some NLP training. You should take this course. They sell you another course. Or what you really need is some NLP training, and they sell you another course. They come to you with a menu of different courses, and they want to sell you the whole menu. Don't put up with that. Now, if you've been there, don't beat yourself up. A lot of hypnotists have been through stuff, something like that, before they come to me or another five-pass certified trainer. Really good hypnosis training that's designed to help you to start seeing clients right away. Focus on just a couple of inductions. Some trainers say, I'm going to teach you 100 inductions, or 50 inductions, or 40 inductions, or 20 inductions. If you know what you're doing, one or two inductions is plenty, three maximum for you to be a professional hypnotist to start seeing clients right away. And again, the same thing goes for deepening techniques, two or three deepening techniques, because you have to be able to do them with confidence. They almost all work if you have confidence and competence. Now, this brings another thing. You need to also not work on 47 different hypnosis techniques. There you again, being jack of all trades, master of none. You need to master really just three or four hypnosis techniques. They might as well be the most powerful. In our training, we focus on really mastering what we call direct suggestion hypnosis. Well, first, induction, deepening, depth testing, convincers, so your clients know that they're hypnotized. And then you need to know how to write good hypnotic suggestions, customizing existing scripts, and then you can move forward with confidence. Another thing we work on is really getting you to master age aggression hypnosis. And it's even more than that. Everything that's covered in class, what we do is we give you exercises that you practice every day in class. And even more importantly, as soon as you leave class, you need those exercises to keep practicing. For example, if you took a guitar class and it was a week long, do you think you'd have to keep practicing guitar after the class if you're going to get better and actually be able to enjoy it? Yes. Too many instructors just say, okay, bye, and that's it. You need to have a bridge from classroom to clients. And so a really excellent class like ours, what they do is they provide you with exercises that you can practice in class so that you know that you're doing them right. And then afterwards, keep practicing them, getting better and better, muscle memory, really having confidence in them. And then also, what you need to do is you need to have ongoing support afterwards from a thriving community of hypnotists that want to help you. When you graduate our course, you not only get certification in probably the best hypnosis organization in the world, the Five Path International Associated Hypnosis Professionals, you also get membership and certification by the National Guild of Hypnotists, the largest and oldest hypnosis organization in the world. One of the most important things is that FIPATH International Association of Hypnosis Professionals, because we're active. You become part of an active online group that's eager to answer your questions. It doesn't matter if you're new or if you've been around a while, or even if you have been a seasoned professional. And then we have opportunities for us to get together, like our annual symposium, and we've got our quarterly journal. Now, our quarterly journal is like no other journal. When you become a FIPATH certified hypnotist, hypnotherapist, and seventh path self-hypnosis teacher, then and you get our journal. You see, you get some other organization's journal, and they don't know what you know, and they've got to talk at real basic levels. But our journal, we know that you've been through a certification course. You know how to do induction deepening. You know how to do convincers. You know how to write good scripts, modify existing scripts, do age regression in a number of different ways, the parts work, forgiveness work, all that stuff. So the journal articles are all intermediate to advanced, none of that basic stuff. Now, if you have a basic question, no problem. We answer those all the time on the Five Path message group. All right, let's see what else I've got here. Oh, want to backtrack a little bit. Too many hypnosis schools and instructors want you to teach you about hypnosis. They are walking encyclopedias of hypnosis information in a 100, 130, and so on. Our certification course, you don't want to know all about hypnosis. You want to know how to do hypnosis, how to do deepening. And you want to be able to demonstrate that in your practice sessions with an experienced professional hypnotist coaching you, guiding you, and telling you, yes, that's right. And then your confidence goes up. That's what you want. Too many hypnotists have got a fake it till you make it, fly by the seat of your pants kind of attitude towards hypnosis because they don't know what to do, or heaven's sake, what to do next if that client ever came back for, you know, more work. Our program is one of a systemized approach, five path, five phased advanced transformational hypnosis, and seven path self-hypnosis. And the philosophy and the structure is built in our model of the mind and the secret language of feelings. Everybody has that in common. And when you start off, you know what you're going to do step by step by step with clients. Because if you don't have confidence, your clients aren't going to have confidence. And probably 50% of doing hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's no game. If they feel iffy about you or what you're doing, then they're just not going to be very hypnotizable. And if they are very, very confident in you because you're confident in yourself, everybody becomes hypnotizable and your business can soar. Speaking of seven path self-hypnosis, the best hypnosis certification course in the world would also give you a way to transform yourself. You want to be, as I once heard, a product of the product. So you can say, I know hypnosis works because I lost weight or I quit smoking or I worked on my confidence and all of that. So one of the things you get as a bonus when you go through my certification course is you get to be certified as a seven path self-hypnosis teacher. Now, what that means is seven path self-hypnosis is different from any other kind of self-hypnosis in the world. It is the very first antivirus software for the human mind. It goes in, helps you deprogram yourself, and then program yourself for success. That's right. So if any of this stuff sounds good to you, I want you to go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training, and you learn about our schedule of upcoming classes. Our upcoming classes are always listed on Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. Now, something important. Yes, something important. Our trainings are always hybrid trainings. That means we have a dedicated classroom all set up for online and on-site students simultaneously. A big bonus is that you're going to be able to practice both with people who are on site and online. If you're in class, you can practice in our practice sessions with people one-on-one right there in the classroom and in the practice areas in our office. You folks who are online, you'll be practicing online sessions. And that's the biggest growth area in our profession is doing sessions online. The days of having to have a physical office, well, that's an option, but you just don't have to do it anymore. And over the last 3 years, I've gone from doing about 10% of the people online to now doing 10% of people in my office. I could stop seeing people in my physical office altogether. Most of my clients now seen online. That's what people want, and that's what people expect. All right, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. I've got my new training listed there. We've got one coming up September 8th through 14th, 2024. And then we're also got one later on this year. Check the website. It's always there for you. And it's going to have early registration discount if you act right away for a few more days. And then also, if you have any questions, give us a call. All right, what do you think? Why don't you leave a comment? If you like this stuff, give it a like or share. Let's get this information out to the world, especially those struggling hypnotists. Don't give up. Never give up. People need you. If not us, then who? And if not now, then when? Let's do it. Let's do great things together. Cal Banyan, signing off.